day of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Hallelujah, oh how the angels sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king.
Let's open with a word of prayer, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together to celebrate the day that you came to earth, that you came to pay the price for our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Once again, Lord, we ask that you help us, that we will honor you with everything we do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means
God with us.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to do my tradition, but my daughter's not with me. It's kind of disappointing, but she could make it, so I'll wing it by myself. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glories stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
like to read a few scripture passages. The first is the birth of Jesus foretold according to the Gospel of Luke. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child should be called the Son of God. Behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So that's the prediction of the birth to Mary, now the prediction to Joseph, told by Matthew, and also the fulfillment according to Matthew. Matthew 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. When he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. And now I'd like to read to you a poem by a friend of ours, Christina Joy Holmes. It's called "Why Come to Earth." He left his throne of glory where angels sang his praise, where heaven could not hold him, where light concealed his ways, to take a human body and live with us below, his life in perfect record on us to then bestow. He left his place in heaven to suffer with us here, to know our deepest struggles, to share our every tear. Why did he choose to humble himself in such a way, to seem so average, common, to share our pain each day? He came because the Father so loved the world, he gave his precious Son as Jesus, the world to freely save. He came because he wanted the joy that he could see of bringing God the glory in setting sinners free. He came because his nature is mercy, love, and grace. And by his death, God's justice my record could erase. By death, he conquered dying. By rising, quelled the grave. For all who call upon him and ask, "Redeemer, save." He came to please the Father, to save me as his own. Now he is high exalted upon his Father's throne, where angels sing his praises and all his people love the Savior who left heaven to bring them up above. Amen.
Night and day, her presence. The poem I would like to read for you is also written by our friend Christina Jo Holmes. It's called Christ Triumph. Christ triumphed first in Bethlehem. There, in the manger hay, the Son of God made man like us, revealed upon that day. Christ triumphed too in Nazareth. While living day by day, he faced temptation without sin and paved salvation's way. Christ triumphed all through Galilee by word and mighty deed. Each showed he is the promised one, the Christ of God indeed. Christ triumphed in Gethsemane, Lord, not my will but thine. Submitting to God's perfect plan, he gave his life for mine. Christ triumphed once at Calvary upon that cross of shame. He died to offer life for me, for calling on his name. Christ triumphed at the garden tomb. The stone rolled from the door revealed that he had risen up to live forevermore. Christ triumphed from Mount Olivet, ascending to his throne. He sat to save and intercede and claim me for his own. Christ triumphed when he set his throne within my inmost heart, a sinner saved by grace and love. For him I'm set apart. Christ triumphed when he comes again in glory and in might will show that he is Lord and God in every creature's sight. Christ triumphs now and evermore, exalted over all, from Bethlehem to heaven's throne. Hear love and mercy's call. Amen.
Oh, come, all you unfaithful, come,
weak and unstable,
come, know you are not alone.
come, barren and waiting ones.
Weary of praying, come,
see what your God has done.
Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born.
Come, bitter and broken,
come, with fears unspoken,
come, taste of his perfect love.
Oh, come, guilty and hiding ones,
there is no need to run.
What your God has done. Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born for you.
He's the Lamb who was given, slain for our pardon. His promise is peace for those who believe. He's the Lamb who was given, slain for our pardon. His promise is peace for those who believe.
So come, though you have nothing, come. He is the offering.
Come, see what your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you.
Christ is born.
Shepherds fall, who in deep distress, passing in the wilderness, 'tis the Lord, a wondrous story, 'tis the Lord, the King of glory, at his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Who is he? The people bless for his words of gentleness. Who is he to whom they bring all the sick and sorrowing? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory, At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he that stands and weeps at the grave where Lazarus sleeps? Who is he the gathering throng greet with loud triumphant song? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Oh, at midnight, who is he? Praise in dark Gethsemane. Who is he on yonder tree? Dies in grief and agony. 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he that from the grave comes to heal and help and save? Who is he that from his throne rules through all the world alone? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all.
Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. While they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were wondering at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, the Savior come, the great I am. Mary had a little lamb wrapped in swaddling cloths. And elsewhere in the fields that night, an angel bright brought a fright to shepherds watching flocks by night, brought them news of joy. In Bethlehem is born this day, the truth, the way, the life, they say, bringing peace to everyone favored by the Lord. They hurried then to Bethlehem, left their lambs to see the Lamb, worshipped at the manger bed where the Savior lay. But Mary treasured all the sighs, little cries, scrunched up eyes, scrutinized her baby boy, Christ the Savior come. Let us now bring praise to him, the holy King, the great I am, worshiping the risen Lamb, the living Christmas joy.
Time.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to hold him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. The babe, the Son of Mary.
From the book of Matthew, chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. They opened their treasures. They presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then, when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged. And he sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi.
Be upon garment shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and He shall reign forever and ever and ever.
Trying to say this is a surprise because we did take up a collection for Pastor for his Christmas gift. So once again, Pastor, I want to thank you and Kim for being our pastor. We appreciate everything you do. There's so many things that people don't even realize you do. It's more than just he works 2 hours a week. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody. This is always a treasure every year. Really appreciate it. It's hard to believe another year went by. But thank you very much. And I just wanted to say I was really blessed tonight by the high number of participation we had in this. Just a lot of people really working hard to try to do their best to worship Jesus and to honor him. So thank you, everybody, for all your hard work. And by the way, there's refreshments afterwards. Please plan to stay. I don't know what all they have, but it's always good stuff. And I think there's healthy things. I think there's snacky things, sugary kind of things. So all kinds of stuff. So by all means, please stay. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Our gracious Lord, thank you so much. When we consider this time of year, what it took to provide salvation for man. It took you leaving the glories of heaven. Just the condescension, the coming down as you have done, it's just astounding. It's amazing that you would do that for your creatures. We're in awe of you, and we just want to praise you and glorify you, and we trust that we'll be doing that for all eternity. Thank you. You are worthy, and we say this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dismissed?
We can dismiss them.
Okay, you're dismissed.